Experiencing the monadic mind, the basic monadic meditation. There are many practical benefits to this basic monadic meditation, aside from spiritual elevation. It acts as a kind of electroshock therapy for the personality, resetting the psyche and clearing its contents. Almost everyone who achieves it feels elevated mood and increased creativity. Following are the three general steps to achieving a monadic state of awareness. Listen to all the steps first, and then set out to practice them in one continuous session. Step 1. Disengage physically. The first step is to detach from the world, not an easy task. For ancient philosophers it was much easier, but today we are inextricably connected to the world via our devices, entertainment and news media, and social or work environments. The only way to disengage is to isolate yourself physically from the world, if only for an hour or so. Delink by turning off your phone, computer, TV, radio, music player, or any other electronic attachment to the outside world. Find a quiet room or put in earplugs and sit in a chair, don't lie down. Keep your back comfortably straight and fold your hands in your lap to prevent fidgeting. Focus on the feeling that your fully relaxed body is immovable in time and space. Time is slowing down and then stops. Your awareness is focused on the static moment before you. Now, just relax and cultivate the silence in your body for a while. This phase of physical relaxation is an important part of disengagement. By relaxing completely into your body, you are recognizing your own body space over the external physicality of the world. In this moment, you must accept your body unashamedly in a natural state of, as it is, unaffected by social judgments or artificial influences like caffeine, alcohol, or drugs. Only then is it possible for your body to return to an entirely natural, spontaneous, genuine, and innocent state of relaxation. Step 2. Disengage mentally. Of course, your disentanglement from the world is not complete until you extricate yourself mentally. You can easily shut off streaming TV, movies, or music, but it's almost impossible to stop the stream of consciousness in your own mind. Most of what is in your consciousness comes from the friction of living in a neurotic society, frustration, anger, guilt, regret, lust, and just random glib nonsense. To turn off your mental streaming, you have to stop having thoughts, or as Buddhists put it, shut off the monkey brain. With your eyes either closed or half opened gazing in front of you, shut down your senses and don't react to any outside disturbances. Become comfortably numb to the world, and then remain stubbornly in this immovable, timeless state of mind. Unyoking from a lifetime of habitual and addictive thinking can be a daunting task requiring intense introspection, sometimes with the help of a therapist. Feelings are fleeting energies that dissipate over time, but thoughts are things. Thoughts clutter up your mental space, just like a hoarder's house with boxes and garbage stacked up to the ceiling. Sometimes you need help to clear it all out. But there is a quicker metaphysical cure that will leave you deeply refreshed and whole again for as long as you can remain in this monadic meditative state. Just stop thinking, break the chain of thoughts, but still remain aware. The key is in the silence it creates. Don't worry, if you stop having thoughts, you won't disappear. There is much more to you than just thoughts. Step 3. The monadic state of awareness. To break down the wall of thoughts that traps you in a limited set of pre-programmed responses and behaviors, you have to recognize the duality built into your rational thought processes. Like most people, you probably process thoughts in binary patterns like computers. Each thought engenders its opposite, and everything requires a yes or no answer. For every positive thought, its negative will come to mind. Before long you sink into a web of spiraling thoughts that lead to conclusions you are not sure of. You're caught in dualistic doubt. You must make a decision to keep the chain of thoughts moving, or create a loop in which the same thought recurs again and again. That's just the way thinking works for most people. It's time for you to stop believing in the world. There is a deeper reality available to you. To get there, just rest in the timeless present moment and try to keep your mind quiet and immovable. Don't actively think of anything. If a thought intrudes, don't follow it out. If you don't give thoughts any attention or structure, they will simply dissolve. Try not to be self-conscious about what you are doing. Instead, focus on the feeling of empty awareness, your original mind, free from all content and distractions. There is nothing you want, so striving and ambition are eliminated. Just be, just exist, for a change. Continue this mental cycle until your mind is empty and you achieve a state of pure conscious awareness, without any objects, desires, thoughts, images, or sensory input in your mind. This is the monadic state of oneness at the top of creation, before the dialectic process begins. The Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, circa 550 BCE, said of this state, "The original one is the profound mystery. Always without desire, the mystery can be experienced. But filled with desire, the outer fringe is all we see." Once you are completely free of worldly concerns and are no longer chained to your thoughts, you enter a state beyond even mind itself. But this wordless state is not empty. Indian mystic Sri Aurobindo referred to it as supermind, literally, above mind, something else there in the silence. That inextricable monadic presence permeates the universe with the light of consciousness, which is the fabric of our being. Every moment you can remain in this state of monadic awareness, the clearer and stronger your personal mental reality becomes. You are building spiritual integrity, the integration of the clarified remains of your inner or lower self with the pregnant silence of the greater monadic higher self. You'll know you have achieved the monadic state of mind when you experience a distinct feeling of no self at all. No self is best understood as the truth of what is still there after the extinction of ego and the realization of the insubstantiality and impermanence of worldly things. The point at which you stop believing in the world. It is achieved through the removal of all illusions from consciousness, especially the deep-rooted delusions associated with the concept of I and all the desires, goals, thoughts, and emotions associated with it. No self is a state of utter extinction, not of existence but of debilitating egocentric passions and the endless suffering of your built-up personality in the world. The dim light of your everyday little mind is replaced by the brilliant light of the greater monadic mind. It is a state beyond everyday causation and duality that leads to a feeling of infinite spontaneous being. So, with these realizations in mind, practice entering the monadic mind until you have mastered the three-staged process of physical disengagement and genuine relaxation, mental disengagement and mental freedom, and finally pure monadic awareness and eternal being in the present moment. These three stages should flow seamlessly into one another with grace and determination. Try to remain in the monadic state as long as possible for increased clarity and creativity when you return to the world of dualistic striving. Following are the instructions for the basic monadic meditation for you to practice now, without commentary. Step 1. Disengage physically. Delink from the world by turning off your electronic attachments to the outside world. Find a quiet room or put in earplugs and sit in a chair, don't lie down. Keep your back comfortably straight and fold your hands in your lap. Be still. Focus on the feeling that your fully relaxed body is immovable in time and space. Time is slowing down and then stops. Your awareness is focused on the static moment before you. Now, just relax and cultivate the silence in your body for a while. Step 2. Disengage mentally. Extricate yourself mentally from the world by shutting off the verbal stream of consciousness in your own mind. With your eyes either closed or half opened, gazing in front of you, shut down your senses and ignore any outside noises. Remember, thoughts are things that accumulate and clutter up the mind. Halt that process and just stop thinking. Break the chain of thoughts, but still remain aware. Become comfortably numb to the world, and then remain stubbornly in this immovable, timeless state of mind. Pay attention only to the silence it creates. Step 3. The monadic state of awareness. Just continue resting in this timeless present moment and try to keep your mind quiet and immovable. Try not to be self-conscious about what you are doing, including any expectations about this exercise. Don't actively think of anything. If a thought intrudes, don't follow it out. Let thoughts dissolve on their own. Instead of thinking, focus on the feeling of empty awareness, your original mind, free from all content and distractions. Just be, just exist without thoughts in the pure monadic light that surrounds you. You are becoming only pure awareness. You are that. You are that you are, and nothing else.